So I'm going to be able to move on to another case, but I did want to focus on the next step here because something happened that was pretty interesting. At least I haven't heard about it. Maybe you can talk about what happened at that point when she had disease progression.
Yeah, so she had isolated bone metastases. We palliated with radiation. Actually, she eventually needed a resection. They had a pathological fracture.
What bone?
It was the left forearm.
Wow.
And then that actually lasted for 6 months, just the bone alone. Then she has another isolated rib metastases. And we radiated that. And then she had more general metastases. So we checked her PD-L1 status at that time. It wasn't high. It was positive. So we went ahead, gave her second-line pembrolizumab.
Do you know the number, what the PD-L1 level was?
I think it was less than 10%. Yeah. So when we gave her pembrolizumab, she only had about 2 months of a dose because she actually developed, well, two things happened during pembrolizumab. She actually developed additional brain met at the time, and we had to give her more stereotactic radiation. Second is she developed fatigue, profound fatigue, unexplained short of breath, and we checked a 2D echocardiogram. Her LV ejection fraction dropped to about 20%. So we deemed she had a cardiomyopathy that was from an autoimmune side effect from pembrolizumab. And she, at the same time, when she was doing brain radiation, she developed some edema, and so we had to put her on some steroids. So the immune therapy was aborted at that time, and we gave her high-dose steroid, reversed it. So we never had a real chance to appreciate immune therapy's efficacy at that
time. Anything else in the cardiologic evaluation you want to comment on? They felt she was in clinically, obviously, in heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, is there anything else you can do to diagnose? This is theoretically an autoimmune myocarditis?
So there have been reports of myocarditis with checkpoint inhibitors, and some of these patients developed antibody to titin, the cardiac.
Can you measure it?
I suppose you can if you do a very specific immunomonitoring lab. It's not a routine CLIA certified test.
Any other serum, high SED rate or something?
Cardiac enzymes?
Her troponin was mildly elevated. It wasn't impressive.
Those may not be that.
From what you heard, do you think she has autoimmune myocarditis?
I'd worry about it. It's happening in the setting of autoimmune therapy, and it certainly hadn't manifest earlier. I pretty much accept any new systemic complication as a side effect from these drugs until I can prove otherwise. And I think we've gotten used to this. We're seeing hypothyroidism right and left, certainly the colitis, and new onset heart failure would immediately raise my concerns. Again, it's extraordinarily rare. It's probably less than 2 to 3%. I haven't seen any data on this. I wonder if there'd be a role for catheterization, intracardiac biopsy. I'm not sure what we would see, but some way to actually prove it pathologically, but it wouldn't matter. I'd put this person on steroids.
Yeah, and it was reversed. LV ejection fraction recovered after high-dose steroid rescue.
So. I agree. So this is more of myocarditis and the inflammatory phase. And
is that what you see clinically? I mean, when do you see, I mean, you have to go back to med school or something, when do you see autoimmune myocarditis in general and how do you treat it?
Steroids.
Is that like, you see that with lupus? You see that with lupus and a response to steroids?
Steroids. Yeah. Depends on how early and how quickly you treat.
Wow.
If it ends up being in a fibrotic stage.
Any doubts with any sort of complication using immunotherapy, steroids are usually our first course of intervention.